Welcome to Dan the Paraman Podcast, brought to you by all things strange, unusual, and unknown in the world. Take a walk with me, your host Dan, as we explore the world of the strange, unusual, unexplained, and the unknown. During our time together, we will look at facts, findings, experiences, and research of current and past encounters. It is my pleasure and passion of the supernatural and unknown that has sparked this podcast to life in a small city in central Michigan. Let's not waste any more time and jump right into today's episode. Episode 11, The Argonaut and Kennedy Mines. They were two neighboring gold mines that opened in the mid-1800s in Jackson, California. A disaster occurred at the Argonaut mine in the 1920s after a fire outbreak trapped 47 miners underground. Rescuers launched an effort from the Kennedy mine to reach the trapped miners, but the effort failed because all 47 miners died before rescuers could reach them. Historians say the incident was the worst mining accident in U.S. history, and folklore has been developed around the incident in the years after it happened. Locals allege that the ghosts of the dead miners haunted the mines. The Argonaut mine opened in the 1850s in Jackson, California, where two freed slaves, James Hager and William Tudor, had discovered gold deposits at the site in 1850. The Argonaut Mining Company purchased the site in 1893 and started developing it. The mine eventually closed in 1942 after its shaft, reaching a vertical depth of 5,570 feet, had produced gold valued at about $25 million. The Kennedy Mine, near California State Route 49, opened in the 1860s after an Irish immigrant miner, Andrew Kennedy, discovered deposits at the site in 1856. Kennedy and three partners formed the Kennedy Mining Company and operated the mine until 1878. A new group of investors reopened the mine in 1886 as the Kennedy Mining and Milling Company. The operation proved successful, producing gold worth millions of dollars. The east shaft at Kennedy Mines reached a vertical depth of 5,912 feet, making it one of the deepest mines on the continent. A fire outbreak in 1928 caused extensive damage to the surface structures and assets, but the company quickly recovered operations and continued until the U.S. government closed all gold mines in 1942 amid the war effort. Some sources estimated that Kennedy Mine had produced $34.3 million in gold when it closed in 1942. The Argonaut Mine disaster occurred on August 27, 1922. Trouble started shortly before midnight when an underground explosion sparked a fire outbreak. The fire raged through the shaft, releasing toxic gases and trapping 47 immigrant miners at a depth of 3,500 feet. Miners working in the shaft closer to the surface climbed out and alerted other workers. They immediately organized to rescue their trapped colleagues. First, they attempted to extinguish the fires by pouring water down the shaft, but it didn't seem to help. By dawn, firefighters and residents of Jackson had arrived at the site to help. Rescue efforts continued all day. Firefighters poured more water down the shaft to extinguish the flames, but the fire raged. It took them more than 2 days to extinguish the blaze. Meanwhile, two rescue teams began working to reopen tunnels from the neighboring Kennedy Mine to the Argonaut Mine tunnels. The Kennedy Mine tunnels had been closed since 1919 after a fire outbreak. The teams worked frantically around the clock in shifts to connect the old abandoned tunnels at Kennedy to the Argonaut Mine tunnels. It proved to be difficult work, and the progress was slow. The men worked in dimly lit underground tunnels until conditions that exposed them to the same risks as the men they were attempting to rescue. They had to do the backbreaking work while carrying heavy oxygen tanks. They also had to be on the lookout for cave-ins while manually clearing debris, rock, timber from the long abandoned tunnels. To encourage the men, mining companies offered a $5,000 reward to the rescue team to first reach the trapped men. Although the Argonaut Mine was the site of the disaster, considered one of the worst in North American history, the Kennedy Mine also had its share of tragedies. Like most mines during the Gold Rush era, conditions were harsh for most laborers and pay was poor. Safety regulations were also grossly inadequate and accidents occurred regularly. At the Kennedy Mine, more than 36 workers died in accidents between 1887 and 1942. Many workers also suffered lifelong health complications and early death due to toxic substances they inhaled at the sites. Mining operations produce lots of waste contaminated with toxic heavy metals such as arsenic, lead, and mercury. The gold mining environment exposed laborers to quartz dust that caused a chronic lung disease known as silicosis. According to the California Office of Historic Preservation, both the Argonaut Mine and the Kennedy Mine played significant roles in the economy of California. They produced gold worth millions of dollars. Some sources estimated the combined value of gold produced by both mines at about $60 million. Other sources stated estimates as high as $105 million. California authorities registered the mines as historical landmarks in 1963 and later as tourist attractions. Today, both mines are tourist attractions and are officially open for tours. However, visitors are not allowed to enter the underground sections of the old facilities. Locals have shared stories of ghost hauntings at the site since the last century. Some locals reported hearing screams and loud voices from down the mine shafts. Others alleged seeing shadowy figures lurking around the sites. A few visitors even claimed to have experienced physical assault by the alleged ghosts at the sites. Although the alleged hauntings remain undocumented, the mining sites continue to attract paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters. The attraction is due to the belief that sites at which people experienced tragic or harrowing deaths tended to have hauntings. Paranormal believers say hauntings happen because the tormented spirits of the dead linger at the place where they died. Due to the harrowing circumstances of their death, they can't accept the fact of their demise and move on to a peaceful afterlife. Both the Argonaut Mines and the Kennedy Mine have been investigated by ghost hunters as well as ghost adventures and many other amateur ghost hunting teams. Thank you all for joining me for episode 11, The Argonaut Mine. If you are an avid listener of Dan the Paraman, please like, follow, leave a review, and share. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, and more platforms, as well as Instagram at Dan the Paraman Podcast and online at dandantheparamanpodcast.buzzsprout.com. You can also find links on our Instagram for our merchandise store. We do have stickers available for merchandise. You can also leave us an email at dandantheparamanpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email with all of your strange encounters or ghost stories to have them end up on a future episode. You can also send us your email to join our email list to receive weekly reminders with new episode alerts and information of ways that you can check out to help support the show. Stay tuned for more fun facts, findings, and experiences of current and past strange, unusual, and unknown encounters. That was quite a bit more information than most weeks, so be sure to check out the show notes for all of that information as well.